This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
U.S. dairy prices are threatening the livelihoods of many producers across the country. Many feel that we have too much dairy than what the consumers are demanding. Lee Melke will talk about it with Matt Gould of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst next.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Matt, U.S. milk prices are threatening the very survival of many dairy producers around the country. Is part of the reason a lack of dairy product demand?
I think it's good intuitionally. Of course, price is always at the crossing point of supply and demand. And, you know, if you have too little supply, you get good prices, or too much demand, you get good prices, or the opposite, which is kind of the situation where we're in, where we have lots of supply and too little demand. So yeah, I think that's a fair thing to say. If you dive into the data, you can start with a product like butter. Butter has been in the headlines for several years as being back on trend. It's popular to consume milk fat again, and you dive into the data in 3 months ending January, and you see that domestic demand is only running up a little bit less than 1%. That's nothing gangbusters. Then you go through the other products, cheese and whey and non-fat dry milk, and domestic demand really isn't anything fantastic. So yeah, I think your intuition is right. The domestic demand environment isn't terrific. Perhaps you've seen in your grocery store lots of things like almond milk, or you've seen anti-dairy things on the news. That's certainly having an effect.
And where do you see things going from here?
So in an environment where there isn't a ton of domestic demand, then in order to bring prices up, you're going to need more international demand or more exports. And we have seen that, but it's not a light switch. It's a gradual process. And so in January exports were the highest by volume of milk solids since 2014, which was a year with record prices. Now we're headed in the right direction, and we're continuing to build share in the export market. But that's, from here on out, we're not going to be looking internally for demand growth as much as we're going to be looking externally to other parts of the world.
And of course, a lot of question lies with what is going to happen with trade and Trump's talk of dealing with trade and changing things. That all has a lot of uncertainty hanging over the market.
Yeah, I'd absolutely call trade is a wild card, anything but certain.
Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thanks, Lee. The Fast Science Policy Committee met last week to discuss future possibilities for public and private research funding on the U.S. economy and quality of life. Dr. Ken Olson, part of that committee.
Well, FAS is really an association management and editorial organization. It provides services for close to 20 different organizations, programs, conferences around the country. But one of the functions of FAS is also to be an advocate for science, for the use of science by consumers, by regulators, by legislators, and to make sure that they're aware of what's being done, what's needed, and why we need to continue to be funders of research for the future.
Speaking of the future, concerns remain over funding for science research.
Right now, a significant challenge as far as having research programs where we're training graduate students. The graduate students are being trained now, are the future for the industry. They're going to be the ones that find the things that are needed to make dairy more efficient, more profitable for the future. And if we don't have the funding for research, we don't train that next generation. And so it's a long-term process, but we need to continue to work with it. We need to make our legislators aware that this is important. There's an excellent return on investment, and it's something we need to continue to do.
That's Dr. Ken Olson. Now this.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.